It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We have a radio station in Chicago, one of our sister stations, 104.3 Jams, and the morning show host. You may know him from back in the day with Yo MTV Raps, Mr. Ed Lover. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you, Riggs Alley? How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great.
So good, and so happy to have you on the show because, I mean, we have so much going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I graduated from high school in the 90s. Being part of Yo MTV Raps back in the day, you're just such a great person to talk to because you've lived through so much of this stuff that, you know,
absolutely,
people just either don't get or want to get educated on. Yeah. So I love having you on the show. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
First of all, what's the situation like in Chicago? Because Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in America. So there's a lot of protesting here. But what's it like in Chicago right now?
Chicago is pretty much the same. I think we're at the point right now as African Americans where we want a tangible difference with the police department. We don't want any more rhetoric. We're tired of the rhetoric. We keep hearing the same things over and over. Oh, we're in this together. And then we go right back to the same stuff with racist police killing unarmed African Americans. And quite frankly, we're fed up with it. And enough is enough. And people are protesting all over the country. And the protests are serious. It's just as serious in Chicago as they are anywhere else.
Now, you've said tangible change, which I agree with. Now, what in your opinion do you think needs to happen? Does it start with criminal justice reform? Does it start with how do we make it tangible, so this isn't just another hashtag, and then we move on with our lives. What do we do?
Right, and then 3 months later, there's another hashtag and another hashtag and another hashtag. I think the federal government needs to step in and really make rules that apply to every police department and every sheriff's department and every state police department in this country.
Yeah.
Too many different police departments have too many different rules on what is quote or not quote police brutality, what chokehold they can use, what knee they can use, what they can do and what they can't do. It should be blanket across the country. That's number one. Number two, they really need to do more than one psychological a test on each and every police officer. My brother was a New York City cop for 25 years. You only take one psych test, and that's to get on the force. Mm-hmm. After that, you never have to take another psych test. So how are you weeding out the bad cops when you're just asking them, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And then they go out there and do something crazy. Mm-hmm. I can understand a lot of police officers having post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can understand that, but that doesn't mean you got to take it out on the first African-American you see. Mm-hmm. Sometimes giving them another psych test could actually help them and save them. We're not saying that just so we want them to get fired. We want them to keep their job and save them, but they have to be mentally fit to be out there in the streets as well as physically fit.
You got to retake driving tests. Why shouldn't you have to retake a psychological test to be a police officer where you're protecting and serving the community, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Your job is to serve and protect. Mm-hmm. So we want to feel safe because we don't know what you go through before you pull us over. And you want to feel safe because you don't know what we have in the car when you pull us over. And that goes for every race. We just want fairness and equality among African Americans. We don't want to see George Floyd with a knee on his neck, but Dylann Roof killed 9 black people in a church in South Carolina, and he's peacefully arrested,
ushered out,
and
now
taken to Burger King before he's carted off to jail.
Yeah. Right. It's ridiculous.
No one sees a disparity in the way we're being treated as compared to our white counterparts, then there's absolutely something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. It's like at some point you have to do what's right and enough with. And what do you want to say to like some of the people that have the fear to stand up? Because we see that a lot. I'll say that as a white person. Like I've been pissed off for years, but what about you say to the white people who are afraid to stand up? Because
you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be because we're going to accept you if you're with us 100%. I think some white people are afraid to stand up because they're afraid of what their coworkers might say. Silence is complicity, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was taught if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. So if you stand up and let your voice be heard, we 100% with you. 100%. We would love to have you on our team. But don't stand there and don't say anything. That would be like standing there and somebody's house is on fire. And your house is not on fire, and we go to put that person's house out that's on fire, and you go, my house matters too. That's what all lives matters means to me.
Right.
Of course all lives matter. That's a given.
Yeah,
but right now, black people and African American men and women are being killed by the police at an alarming rate, more than our white counterparts. That's statistical. That's factual. These are not things that I'm making up. This is factual. So if our house is on fire, help us put our house out on fire. And then when your house is on fire, we'll help you put your house out.
Yep.
You know, we'll use water on your house. Don't tell me all houses matter when my house is on fire.
Right. It's like you got all these Americans living different lives on, well, this matters, so this is important, but not that. And everybody wants to pick their own lane, and it's just ridiculous.
Right.
But then they want help if something happens to them, and they're
absolutely
not served, and they're not served justice, then they're angry. It's just, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're on the phone with Ed Lover from our sister station down in Chicago, 104.3 Jams. Ed, can you hang on the phone for a second here? We want to ask you some more. More with Ed Lover next on 103.3. Kiss FM. We're on with our friend Ed Lover from Chicago, our sister station, 104.3 Jams, correct? Is that the radio station?
Yes.
Did I get it right?
104.3 Jams, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I say 103.7 Kiss FM so much, I get it confused.
Oh, you got to say the point, and we don't say the point.
Oh, you don't?
Oh.
That's very...
Yeah, we just say 104.3. Y'all say 103.7.
It's that extra second, though. We gotta make it there.
I guess our station has no point, then.
You do throwbacks all the time, though. That's way more fun than we
do. That's what we do. That's our specialty is throwbacks, absolutely.
So when you're in Chicago, check out Ed Lover in the morning. And when you're in Milwaukee, it's Riggs and Alley. We were just talking off the air real quick about the situation that happened with Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and everybody with the NFL and how they brought up yesterday to Drew Brees how what he felt about if the kneeling would return when the NFL came back. And Drew Brees had said that he doesn't stand for anybody that disrespects the flag. And then there was outlash.
Brought up the military and his grandpa.
And then he apologized this morning. How did you feel about that situation? We were just talking
about that. The apology was BS, man. Riggs, I'm telling you, that apology was so contrived and written by somebody in the PR department. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL's public relations department didn't write that themselves. I stand with Black America, blah, blah. First of all, Drew Brees, if you don't understand that Colin Kaepernick and all the other NFL players that kneeled, it had nothing to do with the disrespect of the flag. There's actually an interview after one of the games when he first knelt in 2016 when he said it himself. He said, a veteran told me that the best thing that I can do is kneel. The kneeling had nothing to do with disrespecting the flag. And it was in protest. Okay, it was in it was in protest of police brutality.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. And he wasn't running around looting or rioting. It was a peaceful protest. It was his way of protesting police brutality against African Americans in the United States of America. Then, after he said that on Twitter, because you know Twitter's everything. Everybody on Twitter know everything.
Right. No matter
if you did something wrong in 1965 when you was two,
Twitter knows.
Is going to bring it up.
They'll find you.
They will find you. They put a picture up of Drew Brees kneeling during the national anthem. Come on, Drew Brees.
I didn't know that until you told me that, and I haven't seen this picture, but until I see that, because when he apologized, I thought, if somebody can apologize and be accountable and educate themselves and learn, I think that we need to educate instead of cancel people. But if he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, as you're saying in this picture, then you're absolutely right. Because if you educate someone...
talking out the side of his mouth.
Because if you educate someone and they continue to be ignorant about it, then I'm done with you. I've tried. Mm-hmm. We've tried. We have more people on our side. We're moving forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we don't need Drew Brees on our side. Drew Brees reminds me of the guy that says he's not racist and he brings up that one black or white friend that he has to prove.
I'm not racist, but I have a black friend. I have a black friend.
I throw touchdown passes to Michael Thompson. He's black. Like, get out of here. Come on, Drew Brees. We're not having you, bro. Cancel Drew Brees. I'm with it 100%.
Right.
It was insensitive.
Right.
It was self-serving. Mm-hmm. It was white privilege. My granddad and the other granddad fought in World War II. A lot of African Americans, Indians, Asians, everybody, Jews, Gentiles, all fought in World War II. That don't make you ain't special.
Right. Right.
You ain't
what
special.
About our grandparents? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how don't you understand what it was all about when it was right there in front of you and the things that he was kneeling about is still happening today. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird that this man would kneel on this man's neck. And you okay with that, but you not okay with somebody kneeling in protest to that.
Do you think Colin Kaepernick has a future as an athlete, or is he going to be more of a social justice leader?
he's definitely a social justice leader. His days, I don't even think Cap wants to play in the NFL anymore.
Right.
I mean, the collusion that went down, they settled with him out of court. They blackballed him. It was obvious to everybody. Mm-hmm. There's some horrible NFL quarterbacks that were quarterbacking NFL teams. And Colin Kaepernick took the 49ers to the NFC Championship game twice, Super Bowl once, and couldn't find a job.
Against Drew Brees,
not
remember
even
that?
As a backup.
How ironic.
Against Drew Brees.
Against the Saints.
And against Drew Brees, you're absolutely right.
How ironic is that? He took that. Although Drew Brees won that Super Bowl, but they were playing. That was the blackout game when the lights went out.
That's right.
That was it.
All right. We're probably mad about that.
Yeah, Drew Brees did. Of course he won because of course the wrong people are winning. That's the damn problem here. Hello.
We're on the
Look
phone.
At that.
Hello.
We're on the phone with Ed Lover from our sister station down in Chicago, 104.3 Jams. Ed, can you hang on the phone for a second here? We want to ask you some more. More with Ed Lover next on 103.7 Kiss FM. We're on with Ed Lover this morning on 103.7 Kiss FM. Now, you were back in the day with Yo MTV Raps, and Allie had an interesting question about, like, back in the day and how...
Well, we were just talking about how everything has changed because, I mean, I remember in the 90s, Rodney King was one of those things that how could you forget,
oh, yeah.
you know, the Rodney King beating, but apparently that wasn't enough to piss anybody off, which is,
right.
you know, and then we went years and years of videos, and then we had all of the sudden, you know, George Floyd. Why did George Floyd trigger? Was it the length of the video? What was it?
Allie, I really believe it's the accumulation of everything from Rodney King on up.
Yeah.
It's everyone in between. It's Eric Gardner. It's Tamir Rice. It's Philando Castile. It's every Sandra Bland. Each and every one of these people on or off video.
Breonna Taylor.
It's an accumulation of it.
Yeah.
George Floyd was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is frankly tired of it. Like, I shouldn't have to wake up and maybe go through a yellow light and get pulled over and worry about whether or not I'm going to live out of that.
Right. Yeah.
I think
just
right.
me, you know, because with Philando
yes.
Castile, it was on Facebook.
Right.
I think people see
he said, I'm reaching for my, because he had a gun.
Yeah.
He asked him, do you have a weapon in the car? He said, yes, I have a concealed carry license. It's in my glove compartment. I'm reaching for. And mm-hmm. he got shot and killed on Facebook. There's mm-hmm. no repercussions. All we want to do is if the police do something that is that clearly wrong.
Right.
That they have to pay for it. With no repercussions, it's going to continue.
Well, and I get mad, Ed Lover, because I read these stories about how we'll prosecute the police, and you really start reading it in depth, and these cops are getting off based on their own evidence that they presented of how that went
right.
down, and it wasn't even remotely what happened. Like you said, it was on Facebook Live half the time, you know, and you got real evidence, but these guys are getting off.
I think seeing it,
they're getting off for one big reason, and the reason why they're getting off is because they're not taking an outside person and letting an outside person prosecute these police. The district attorney is an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
The district mm-hmm. attorney, any district attorney for any state or any city needs the backing of the police department's 100%, needs their union to back him in order to get elected.
Well,
he has to act like he's down with the police
right.
department because they work so closely together. So I'm not going to trust you to police the police.
Right. Absolutely.
That's your brother.
Yeah. Right.
Those people
yeah, ask me as a judge to prosecute my brother. Guess what's going to happen? My brother's
yeah.
getting off.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Those
yeah.
people got to get the balls
that.
To stand up and do what's right for them.
That's right. They're not going to because they got to look like law and order people. So when the next time that election comes around, if the police union says you've been prosecuting us like crazy, we're not backing you. We're going to back this other guy who's our friend. You're going to lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's so much
so
on the inside.
Gonna do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insider. Yeah. It's insider trading is pretty much what it is.
Well,
yeah.
Now it's all raw. It's on display. I mean, they can't hide from these incidences anymore. It's on display. I think
That's
George,
right.
George Floyd was so graphic. It reminds me of like even back in the day, Emmett Till, when that happened. So long
That's
ago.
Right.
It was his
That's
mother
right.
put those pictures out so people could see the ugly truth of what's really happening. When you see that, it shocks and horrifies you when you realize the reality of the situation. That's happening not just that one time. It's happening every day.
Mm-hmm. I saw something very interesting on my Instagram feed. I saw a young man put up a picture and it said, "Please stop using Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as an example of peaceful protest. Y'all killed him too."
Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus kill King.
Those, yeah.
So mm-hmm. even if we peacefully even, protest yeah, if you and peacefully. We have a leader, you assassinate our leader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you, what is it, I mean, where, Ed Lover, what's it like you get pulled over from the police, or pulled over by the police? I don't know if that's happened to you recently.
Yeah, it did. The police said I didn't stop all the way at a stop sign.
Okay.
Blew my mind, but I was right. like, thank God I have a good job. I was like, I'll pay the fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to court. I'm calling this in, paying the fine, whatever. But mm-hmm. it's really, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got... I'm making sure I keep my hands up where he can see them, or I'll even hang my hands out the window. I'll ask, is it okay if I go in my pocket and get my license and registration?
Oh my gosh,
I don't want to
yeah.
make any move that could be false, because first of all, I don't know if he has his body camera on. I don't see anybody out here around me but me and mm-hmm. this police officer, and I could lose my life. I don't want to be another. I don't want to be a hashtag.
Yep.
I don't mm-hmm. want to be say his name, Ed Lover. I don't want to be George Floyd. George Floyd shouldn't have died for a counterfeit $20 bill.
Right. Amen.
I don't want that. I don't want mm-hmm. that. I don't want the police to kill me and then nothing happens to him. And he gets to keep his job and his pension. And he gets to move on with his life. What about my family?
Yep.
My wife and my kids. Mm-hmm. What about them?
Yeah,
I don't want that to be. So it's real, to answer your question, Allie, it's scary.
Yeah.
For every African-American male, it is scary. And female mm-hmm. at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And I've had some of these discussions with my white friends. I love that we're having an open discussion about this. And one of my friends was like, I don't get it. I get pulled over. I mean, I'm scared. And I'm like, no, you're scared you're going to get a ticket. You're not scared. You're not scared, honey, that someone's going to pull you out of the car or accuse you of something you didn't do. You're not scared. There is just such a, but people don't get it.
You're worried about your
little bubbles.
You're worried about
you know
your insurance
I mean?
Rates going up, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's
right.
it.
That's it.
That is absolutely
like
right, Ray.
You don't that really understand. Right. Yeah, they don't really, I mean, and I can't because I'm a white woman, but
right.
I can hear the stories. I can listen. I can get educated, and I
right.
can hear how the stories go the same. I can talk
mm-hmm.
to black man after black man, black women, and hear the same story. I'm getting pissed,
right.
sorry. And that's why
okay,
I don't
Allie, you should be pissed.
I'm sorry,
I like it
I'm
that
pissed.
You're pissed. I'm like it that you're pissed.
We should
am.
All be pissed. All of us should be.
That's right.
That's
how many times, Riggs, how many times has this ever happened to you when you're walking out of any store? The police pull up on you, throw you up against the wall, say, let me see your ID. My ID's in my right pocket. Excuse me, officer, what are you frisking me for? Oh, we had a call that somebody looked like you just robbed the store.
Ed Lover.
That's ever happened to you?
Ed Lover, let me tell you
Never.
Something, honestly. It happened once, and it was because my father told me to do that because I skipped out on a check at a Steak and Shake. But that was...
So no.
But it was set up by my dad, I found out later. But no. But to seriously answer your question, no, of course not it wouldn't happen to me because I'm white, and that's my white privilege.
Right.
I understand that. And that
yeah,
sucks.
It happens to us all the time with no provocation, for no reason at all. At all.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw us on the hood of the car, go through our pockets. I had a cop ask me one time when he did that, where'd you get all this money from?
Who cares?
I said, I work. I was on my way to court to pay a ticket. So I had the money on me that I thought I needed to pay the ticket. And he pulled me over, threw my hands on the hood of the car. First of all, he asked me, where did I get my car? Because I was driving
what?
The Benz. Yeah. Actually, how can you afford something like this? You a drug dealer? There's drugs in the car? I was like, wow.
No, I have a job like you, but I'm better
really
at my job.
Really,
dude? But I'm better at my
I
job.
I can't imagine. I can't even imagine a police officer asking me why I have the amount of money or even knowing how much money I have.
Where'd
that's
you
just
get
I
all
can't
this
even
money
imagine
from?
That even them even knowing how much money I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
why
and
would
then
that
asked,
even come? Yeah. It's
he
crazy.
Asked me, can I look in your car? Is there anything in your car I should be worried about? Can I look in your car? I said, you might have to get a warrant and the dogs to look in my car, bro.
Yep. You're
not
right.
going in my car.
You know you're right.
I'm
what
a speed demon.
Yeah.
I get pulled
what
over because I'm a speed demon. Nobody's ever asked.
I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
I didn't get a ticket for nothing.
Nothing? Just let you. Then
nothing.
You
he just about. Felt like it. Black man in the Mercedes Benz, pull him over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Lover.
That's America.
Well, it's got to change, man. And I'm glad that we're having conversations like this that can make it change, because that's the only way
it can. Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. I hope some people are listening and they're getting the gist on why we're angry. And by no means am I saying go out there and break into stores and take stuff out of the stores.
Hell no.
That's taking the focus away from what we're protesting peacefully about. That's abuse of power.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that we're complaining that the police are doing to us, you're doing to people who own stores just because there's a bunch of y'all and you can get away with it. That's not helping our cause at all. So please stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And we just got a text. I just want to address this text that said, please stop saying that Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in America, which I don't believe. We need positive, constructive comments. That just adds fuel to the fire. I'm happy that you want to believe whatever you want to believe, but that's the problem right now. It's not. We're not making this up.
Right.
These are facts. Look at
these are facts.
Look at whoever texts that to you, look at the facts. If Chicago ain't in front of them, then Chicago's number two.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we were just talking to our boss about this the other day.
Oh, Cleveland was number one. Cleveland. Can you believe that? Cleveland was number one on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's... Wow.
I know.
I wouldn't think either.
That's crazy.
We had to ask our boss. We're like, really? Yes, really. They beat us. So, Ed Lover, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Riggs. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
No problem.
I loved having this conversation with you. It was great.
At least we didn't have to talk about COVID-19 for a change.
Right? Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.